something we can do? For example, if we have like a sister or something that has association with unwholesome friendship, mm-hmm. well, how can we help these individuals to redirect them?
Well, sometimes, especially if it's within the family, then, I mean, you've already got a foundation, or hopefully, already have a foundation of association and concern, so that, and it's important to, again, not to be preaching, but to be out of an expression of concern, one can be sort of trying to articulate a sense of hope that they might look at things in a different way. But it has to be put in, you can't just sort of, again, this sort of preaching to them or trying to force them. Because that just, people push back to that. But when it's a genuine expression of concern, oftentimes people will, even if there's an initial reaction, if you keep your intention really clear and have that sense of concern and to express that as gently or and as clearly as one can, oftentimes that the response is very positive. This just happened a good example just happened at the monastery where one of the monks' fathers there were some things that he was concerned about and he had his older brother speak with his father with this concern. So rather than him doing it, sort of finding, okay, so the older brother has got a bit more street creds in the family, have his older brother bring it up, and as a expression of concern. And the whole family was really relieved that the father heard it and took it on. A lot of it is clarifying intention, and then when one does approach somebody, that you really want to be careful and attentive, that say it's executed with concern and care.